My name is Paul. I was once asylum seeker, but now I'm officially unemployed person. Thanks to the NGOs in Ireland, Resident Against Racist, Socialist Movement, and other trade unions that came to our aid. I know if not the pressure of Irish people and the NGOs, I know today most of us will not have our residency in this country. So I'm thanking all the bodies that came to our aid. And at the same time, I'm begging, I'm pleading for those NGOs and other organizations to come to the aid of our women. Actually, I've gotten my residency, but I feel the plight. I was once a trade unionist in Nigeria, under food and beverages. Both state level, national level, I'm involved. Most of the Nigerians, they know the war in trade union in Nigeria, especially on the national level, Nigerian Labour Congress. But I thank God, Nigeria today, the president of Nigerian Labour Congress is a very strong man, and he's the only opposition to the government. Boss, I want to narrate a little thing for you in respect of the women. The only organ that is fighting the government, that is Nigerian Labour Congress. What the government of Obasanjo, what they did right now is to promulgate a law restricting any trade union to challenge the government. Why? Because labor is the only force the government is having. They organize nationwide strike if things are not going normal, like the last strike they have on petroleum subsidy. But due to the bad leader we have in Nigeria, he went back and lobbied the old members of the Senate, the House of Rep, to promulgate a law so that labor will not have a say in the country. He moves another step forward and said labor that is national, that is in Nigeria, we said national, is the only one organ. He said now, all the industrial union, we have about 34 industrial unions. What he did, he went back and told the industrial unions, everybody can have his own national labor organization to divide labor so that they will not have any strength. I just want to highlight you because I know the position you are in this country as far as trade union is concerned. Let me go over to the women. These women, they are wives. I'm a Nigerian, and I'm a husband, and I have a wife. Sincerely speaking, our women, they went a lot of hell, though women, we cannot come out and say openly in the country. Like what they are telling you, circumcision, somebody that the husband died, they will tell the woman, hence your husband has died, you are going to be married to your the next brother of your husband, of which whether the wife likes it or not, whether the woman likes it or not, she must go to the next man in the family, which is not fair at all. On the terms of education, yeah, all the ministers, all the governors, all the senators and the ministers, they have sent their children here. I bet you, education system in Nigeria for you to go to university is 4 years program, but I bet you, go and ask anybody. It's 6 or 7 years. Why? Because of bad governance. Why I'm saying this, I want to clarify it very well. And if time permits me, if you want me to write something down, now that I've gotten this day, I'm not fearing to be deported tomorrow. I have to say the truth. If worse comes to worse, I forget going to Nigeria. But I'm telling you people the truth so that you people will come to the aid of these women. Not only the women, any asylum seeker, because of the way they are fast-tracking Nigerians. It's very, very unfair. They don't listen to our case. Nobody wants to know because of what our leader have said, that Nigeria is a safe country, which is window dressing. what they normally do in terms of education, the vice president of, I know that thing cannot happen in anywhere in the Western world. Vice president have private university. The president have private university. Other well-meaning Nigerians that are eating for the national cake, they have private university, and their children goes to that private university. No poor man will ever afford any money to go to that private university. That's the reason why they're bastardizing all the tertiary education in Nigeria. On the other part, they said women circumcision is really happening, but they don't want to say it. Prostitution taking, and it's the governor's wife, those people in the government that are the ones taking these women out for prostitution. And they will never say, they say, oh, they are fighting against prostitution. They are fighting against poverty. Please, please, I have to be candid. If people want me to put it down in writing, I will put it down in writing and tell you people. Another one, the corruption. They said Nigeria is a safe country. We can imagine the overall boss of police in this country embezzling about 6 million of... Peter, you can tell better. Embezzling such a huge amount that can feed about a town of itself. Feed them and they will be okay. All these free benefits they are talking about, it will take care of them. 6 million. Billion, okay, billion. Commissioner of Police. Until today, nothing has happened. And they said Nigeria is a safe country. The man went to court. They themselves, they know what they do, so that the man will not expose them. They granted him bail. The bail, go to the internet, the bail they granted the man is not supposed to be granted. And all the grantors they gave is fake. And it's government that did that. So that the man, because the man have threatened that he's going to expose the government. That's a corrupt system. I want to emphasize it very well. There's even a layman in the Western world knows that we have low class, middle class, and the high class. I will tell you, I'm coming. In Nigeria, there's nothing like middle class in Nigeria. I bet you. The gap between the poor and the rich is tremendous. And no nation in the world, because I'm talking of our so-called leaders that are coming here and be painting this country. I wanted to speak up when I was an asylum seeker, but I'm having the fears that they're having that if I speak up, the government or the Nigerian embassy or anybody, but now I've gotten my status, I have to speak up for Nigerians. If other people doesn't want to speak up, I'm ready to speak up now. The gap between the rich and poor in Nigeria is very, very wide. I want to state it, and there's no nation in this country that will exist without a middle class. An average poor man, what he wants in the life is go to work, come back, there's a food in your table in the Western world. But in Nigeria, there's nothing like that. I thank the documentation of Prime Time last time. I was very, very happy on the documentation. And how I wish the people that organize it, how I wish they would start going to Nigeria and be portraying to the outside world what our leader feel that our nation is. We are rich. Nigeria is rich very well in oil. I know the number of barrels we export every day. But where is the money? The money doesn't go back to the country. Rather, it goes to Swiss Bank, goes to Bank of England. It comes to Ireland here. But what I'm trying to put is how corrupt our leaders is. There's no very wide margin between the rich and poor. And in a nation, no nation, you can't, even if you stand up and say, oh, I'm going to revolt. A hungry man is an angry man. You cannot. And when you stand up as an hungry man, a minister will say, oh, you are from my constituency. Oh, sit down. I will give you 1,000 naira for you to go and eat. Some people will take the money and they will close up their mouth. And that's what we are suffering. Divide and rule is what the government is doing. And people don't have any say because of what? Money. So, Toby, I don't want to take you people further, but I'm Now that I've gotten my stamp, I'm out to fight anybody that said that Nigeria is a safe country. Our women, they have suffered a lot of things, and I have to be candid to you. If the Ministry of Justice will sit down, not in a rush, and analyze their case, I'm not saying that some people are saying what is not right. But if they sit down, I bet you 85% of the cases there, they will see that those people that are saying the truth, our women that are suffering a lot, and they need help. And they need help. Because I won't lie to you, anybody that finds his way to this island or any part of Western world, that person, even a woman, I will check hand on, that woman is a brave woman. Because even the women, you don't have any right. You don't have any right in the family you are married, and you don't have any right where you come from. Once you are married in a family, you don't have right in that family, and you don't have right to come back to the family. Likewise on your husband's side. That's the reason why some of our women are into that problem. The family people that will come to their aid, they will rather push them away because they don't want to be involved. Please, I'm begging the people of Ireland, the way you people help us and fight for our rights when we are on hunger strike and when our backs are at the wall, please, I'm begging you people, and I know that you people will help these women so that they will stay here and be able to speak out so that you people will help us and make our country, Nigeria, great. Thank you very much.